My name is Karen Gardner.
I'm Melinda Broughton.
I'm Deborah Kamica.
I'm Tyson Hoff.
I'm Peter Brauch.
You just heard the voices of the participants who took part in a workshop called Capturing Community Voices, led by Wave Farm artists and residents Laura Haddon and Tennessee Watson, this Sunday, April 28th at the Caro Public Library. The workshop focused on collaboratively designing and producing a short radio segment in the form of a vox pop, or vox populi, which means voices of the people in Latin. The piece we put together features interviews with members of the Caro community. We went around town asking people how they got their jobs. We went to a lot of different places and collected a myriad of voices, so here's that piece.
I created my job.
I just worked hard all my life. You know, started working construction and worked in stone quarries.
It's a good way for me to make a living without being committed to getting up and having to be someplace at some time. This really enables me to just be able to do it whenever I feel like doing it.
I'm a art preparator, museum preparator, and I got it through a friend of a friend who knew that I was a good interior painter.
I'm a vendor, and I turn around and I go into stores like this, and when they're short of help, I turn around and vend the shelves. I got nothing better to do. It's happened to me, I'm retired.
It initially started as a labor-oriented job, and now I'm very skilled.
Well, I have three kids of my own, a 7 years old, a 5 years old, and a year old. And I was always looking for things to do with them as a stay-at-home mom. My background is education, and I always wanted something to do with them and to offer the community, and also not be involved with traveling, you know, so far, because there is nothing around to do with little ones. So that's how I came up with this video.
You call the shots.
Yeah.
I guess that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
I was in there for 30 years. So, you know, it worked out good with the pension and everything. And it helps now because the way things are in life, you know, it's pretty rough right up there.
Well, actually, I got into it because of my husband. The reason that I do it now is because I'm disabled.
It's going to be harder for the kids nowadays, really. I mean, they don't realize what the world is all about yet, you know. The way things are going. Yeah, I got a son here and everything, so.
Come to work. I wish it was easier. It's Green County, you know.
Oh my God, my freedom went out the door. I mean my casual come and go, which I could do before when I worked for other companies.
A mom with three kids and a business by myself, it's not easy. Working 7 days a week.
Yeah, like I say, I'm a working guy. I'm not a stiff. I just like to work and, you know, so it keeps you going in life.